Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
We had a couple of weeks off, and this team, I know they work hard, but they play even harder. MG, give us a bit of an update. What were you up to, buddy?
Well, of course, we broke on the Good Friday, and Maverick played the night before that, so we didn't have a chance to talk about his game.
So talk us through that. You were at the game. There were 90 of your family and friends there. I'm going to take a punt here and said you had a couple.
Well, we did have, we had a couple. We met at the Pioneer Tavern at 5 p.m. Two buses took 100 of us down to the game. We all had, my oldest son and oldest daughter were really good. They made got shirts made up, got the buses, got tickets organised. So, yeah, when he ran on, met Mickey at about 10 minutes into the second half, and he went solid, mate. He went, he'd done his job, and
that's great.
I'm very proud of him. And then I remember, like, at the end of the game, I'd had a few, and the awaiting media were trying to have a chat to me. I went, I don't want to talk to him because I've had a few, but B, it's not about me. It's about the young bloke. Let's talk to him. So I was doing a wee in the toilet, and a technician from Triple M come up with headphones and a microphone. I said, "What? What do you want to put them on? What's going on? Can't you see I'm busy?"
It's a time and place.
Oh, I said, "Not now, brother. Come on."
the classic, the Ural interviews. Yeah. That's right.
Make a gun.
That's what we need. Well, that's Triple M. Get the story.
Yes.
However, whatever it takes to get it across. And I remember we spoke about Mav, and he was saying he just didn't want to do anything silly, or he didn't want to be the guy who let the tackle through and did it. And what was his afterwards? Was it relief, happiness, joy? What was the overriding sentiment
for him? All of the above, mate. All of the above. They had a good victory against the Roosters, which, you know, the Roosters are a good team, without Nathan Cleary, which is another big tick.
Yeah.
So Nathan's injury obviously was impacting the team. But, yeah, Mav didn't miss that tackle. He didn't make any mistakes. So, and the good thing about it is he went back into the lower grade the week after against Manly and had a great game. So,
well, they missed him there because Manly pulled your pants down.
Yes, they did.
I'm afraid in that encounter you might want to. That would have been a Hall of Mirrors job for the Panthers, I would have thought.
Yes, they were ready for it, Manly, bud, because they lost the week before, and it's, you know.
It was a big occasion too.
Yeah, exactly.
For them. And I should point out, Storm won. Bang! Buckle up, everyone. What'd you get up to, girls? We'll start with you, Kat.
I don't say if you've noticed, I put on a couple of kilos in 2 weeks.
We've never
noticed.
Because
I really had a great time. I caught up with friends.
Hang on. Don't bite here, MJ.
No. I moved on quickly to save you from yourselves.
Kat, I did not notice.
Thank you.
You look wonderful and radiant.
Well said.
And healthier than ever.
Yeah. Yay!
Thank you so much.
So what did you do? You had a crack, did you?
Good girl.
Because it was a staycation, so I was at home, cracked open a few bottles of red with girlfriends, went on a few dates, and then had a staycation in Manly with my family for Dad's 80th. I really settled in for 2 weeks.
Good girl.
Couple of dates.
Your dad's 80th. Congrats. How did all that unfold?
It was great. I organised it. So we had two nights at a hotel in Manly, and then we'd literally just went to the Skiff Club, which didn't let Pink in. So the lecture I gave everyone, I said, if you don't show up with your IDs,
look out.
I'm going to have a drink in there. And so my brothers were terrified. Yeah. So.
Did it come up at all there? Because I wouldn't be able to help myself. No. I'd be making a few jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
I did have a crack with the bartender. I did have a bit of a crack with the bartender and went, I guess you wouldn't have seen Pink here. That's to serve her a drink.
Let the games begin.
Yeah, it's so not acknowledged, put it that way.
Yeah, okay. Tash, what did you do?
My eldest son got his P's.
Yay.
And I'm closer to God because I've never said so many prayers sitting next to him, and he keeps on saying, why are you hanging on to the door handle so much? And I got a head injury from our bedhead.
Hello.
Look.
What happened there?
What happened?
So, okay, I'm going to have to ask.
Where's Glenn?
So I was.
Hey, Glenn, well done, big fella. Glenn, that's a great review.
5 stars. He's still in 5 stars.
As good as it gets.
I hate to disappoint you.
No, don't say any more.
Do you want me to ruin it for you?
Tell us what happened.
I love painting, so I'd removed the bed head, which isn't fixed to our mattress, and I was painting our feature wall behind the bedhead, and the bedhead fell on top of me and knocked me out. So I had to go and have like...
HIA.
Yeah, HIA. I was sent off the field.
I like the first story better.
Yeah. Glenn said I was best on field though.
You'll be going to bed tonight wearing a stack hat. Is what you'll be doing. And can I just ask before we move on, what are you like as a learner instructor? Are you flighty? You'd be chatty still, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
My nickname is eBay because I've taken so many hits. And when I took him in the car, so many car accidents, and when I took him to the RMS, I entered the car park in the exit side of...
Oh, jeez.
Oh, what a wonderful example.
Wow. Yeah, perfect.
There you are. Well done, everybody.
Welcome back.
You might have missed a couple things.
Come on, let's review what you missed.
See what you missed.
Would you like me to catch you up?
So let's review.
What happened?
Well, we were away.
Can I begin by suggesting to you that O.J. Simpson dying would be one of the big ones? Anyone who's been around for the last 20 or 30 years will know this story, will remember it. When it first came down, O.J. Simpson, of course, one of the greatest footballers America ever produced, and Norberg from the Naked Gun series.
Yes. That was his biggest role, yeah.
Well, what will he be remembered as? Football star, comedy performer, or murderer?
Oh, I think
these are the three options on the table. I think murderer wins somehow. He died from cancer surrounded by close family and friends. Well, at least the ones he hadn't murdered. So that was a moving moment. Got his family to sign non-disclosure orders.
So no one can write a book after. How that works?
How does that work from the grave, but? I mean, come on.
Well, I believe if they want to pay out or part of his...
estate.
His estate that they had to sign... NDOs, which means they know something that he doesn't want them to tell. I wonder what that could be. Let me think. What could it possibly be? What do you remember first and foremost about O.J. Simpson?
Well, I know that he was a great footballer, and but I didn't know much about his football career until he was in the Naked Gun as Norberg, and obviously he was the klutz in all their movies. But then obviously in 1994, the whole world changed when we saw the cavalcade of police officers chasing that white...
SUV. The Bronco chase. Yes. I think if there's one image, it's the slow-speed police chase between a white Bronco and 800 police cars as it careers down a freeway with people cheering him on.
Unbelievable.
And with banners, go Juice, go OJ. It was incredible. The trial, of course, being one of the greatest circuses in the history.
Was it Kardashian's dad? Yeah, okay.
And the Kardashian mum was best friends with OJ's ex-wife.
Okay.
Which fuels some of the scuttlebutt around the daughters.
Indeed.
Which we won't go into here, but there is a suggestion. One of the larger girls.
Maybe. Put that in there.
because he's an athlete.
Okay.
And he's huge. Okay. And so they're suggesting that the anomaly amongst the girls, i.e. the larger one, could be OJ's. Okay. Well, what have I done wrong?
No.
That's the thesis.
Allegedly. Yeah. She's taller.
She is tall. She's, look, as I like
Jesus
to say. Girls.
What, we're not even allowed to point out the size of a girl if it comes down to evidence.
No, traditionally built is what I would say.
Which one is the oldest one? What's her name?
Chloe.
Chloe, just cough it out. I was at least dancing around it, girls.
Chloe Simpson.
We couldn't tell from your description.
Yeah.
Can I tell you before we get to you guys, which we will after the song, here's the image I'll never forget. Mm. And at the moment they brought down the verdict, they went to a black girls' college and the verdict came down and the verdict was guilty and these girls jumped up as one and punched the air and started crying and hugging each other. And I went, wow.
Wow.
Race trumps sex in America because that was a crime against women and you can turn it into a crime in race, but... To see that straight off the bat showed you exactly where the sentiments lay over there. All right, guys, we'll get to you after the song. Rest in peace.
OJ.
OJ Simpson. All right, big fella, what have you got for us? What caught your eye while we were away?
A couple of equine activities that caught my eye, Mickey. One, there was a horse that escaped from Annabelle Neesham's racing stables, and it found its way to Warwick Farm train station.
I saw the footage of a horse running down, like it was running late for the train.
Yes, well, hold that train. Hold that train for me.
So there it was. And what was the background to that? Why was it there?
The footage of the merge of a horse on the loose at a Sydney train station alarming passengers because it must have got a scare from fireworks. Then it barged out of the stables, and then all of a sudden at 3 minutes to midnight, it was captured. It might have had a big night. I don't know. It might have been.
Sounds like a type of horse I backed over there.
Yeah, I'll beat the journey. Don't worry, I'll back a few of that.
I backed a couple that would have done better to catch a train, to be honest. I was looking at the footage there going, wouldn't it be good to have a street circuit for horse racing? You know, we do it, of course, for motor racing and others, but imagine racing and you just let them fly across the Sydney Harbour, down through Circular Quay, coming around the... Wouldn't it be... Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
Put some rubber on their shoes and away they go.
Oh, mate, that'd be so much fun. Attach a couple of chariots.
Do a couple of hurdles, jump over the bushes.
Let them go. And what happened to Winx? Is there a Winx story there?
There was a foal, wasn't there, with Winx that sold for a record amount of money, and there was some link between the family purchased it that actually has links to Winx.
Yeah, the daughter of legendary racehorse Winx sold for a world record $10 million at an emotional and drama-packed auction again at this place, Warwick Farm. This was about a week ago, and it was fantastic. $10 million, and I reckon this daughter will be better than Winx. So, look, I'd be better than Winx.
I hate to say it, but as we know, the bloodlines generally come from the sire, and this is not the opening for a sexist conversation.
No.
It's just the facts.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Here they go, Mickey.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's been proven. Would you like me to get the studies? Get me a horse trainer on, or get me someone who sells horses to come on, explain to the girls why what I said was not sexist. Remember Sir Tristram? I'm like a human Sir Tristram. I am. What a sire. I am the best in the business.
He could go like that.
If you need a service, girls, cough up. That's all I'm saying. Kat, what about you? What have you got?
Oh, we missed a marriage. Conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany, went for a marriage, but this guy, Josh, only married one of them. So he's only married Abby. Now let me set this scene. These conjoined twins... conjoined from the shoulders down. So they share everything from the shoulders down. Josh has only married Abby, who's on the left side.
Aww. So they've got two heads. So
two heads.
Conjoined twins has two heads, mm-hmm. but one body. It seems like a Farrelly Brothers movie to me.
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
And stuck on you when that movie was out.
Oh, the sad thing is, what did you hear?
Well, I heard the bride was angry when her sister wore the same dress to the wedding. No, it was.
Matching hats.
Oh, man, imagine that when you come home. It'll be double the silent treatment.
Oh yes.
You're gone. You're in the
doghouse. Well, I don't know. It's kind of, I've got to say, I speak on behalf of all men when I say I've always wanted to have a two and a half some.
It's a lot to
unpack. It is, but you were saying, was it you telling me, Tash, that was the only reason is they both agreed to it, but only one, under law, you can only marry one.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Otherwise, it's polygamy. So the other one, while not being part of the vows, had put it, well, at least her hand up, to say... Just to say, I'm all up for this. If his wife is falling asleep, while they're having sex, is that cheating?
I'm done.
Oh, you'd have to wear an eye mask if you were the other one.
Yeah, well
if you were
a couple,
earplugs as well.
We are rifling through a few stories that occurred while we're away. Natasha Belling, you haven't brought anything to the table yet. What's going on?
A Sydney tradie allegedly caught on camera pegging drug-filled tennis balls into the grounds of beautiful Bathurst Jail only has a success rate of 50%.
What? Is this what?
What? I should. But was sure it wasn't Bernard Tomic. sounds like they've got Bernard Tomic to try and do. Well, what's he doing? Is he lobbing him? Is he smashing him? Is he approaching the fence?
So,
what's he doing?
Well, first of all, he's not a tennis player. He's an apprentice electrician. He's 23, so he's been lobbing. He's been caught on CCTV.
Wow.
He's been lobbing the tennis balls over the security fence, but only 50% have made it into the actual jail yard.
But it was a dog, one of those things you use to
dog
sling
throwers.
The dog thrower.
I mean, seriously, mate.
Yeah, tennis rack. Get an actual tennis racket and do it properly.
Imagine if there was a Labrador inside the prison grounds. You'd never get your drugs.
Oh,
change of balls, new balls, please, is how that would work. Well, while we're talking law enforcement, China have released a new range of police dog, and they're corgis.
Oh, come on!
What?
I kid you not. Well, they've gone through a bit of an identity crisis since the Queen died. So they used to be a dog you associated with royalty. Now, apparently, they're frontline troops doing police work. Imagine how intimidating. Oh, no, they've released the corgis.
Watch your feet.
Run away at a very gentle pace because these fat little idiots can't catch you. If they did catch you, all they'd want's a tummy rub, I reckon. Imagine the guy has to wear the suit with the big suit that the dogs attack. Good Lord. What's going on here? Kat, what have you got?
A German man has been fired from his job at the art museum after he hung up his own art in a Munich museum. And this museum has Picassos and Salvador Dalis, so it's obviously not a museum that, you know, is sort of your lower rent. And he's gone overnight and whacked up his own artwork.
Good on him.
That'd be like me going into a sculpture museum and putting in my Year 7 pottery work.
Doing David.
All right, I've made another ashtray, everybody. And he got busted, did he?
He got busted because it did not quite fit the criteria, and the press release was, it did not get many positive reviews.
All right.
Get to the chopper!
Houston, we have a problem.
Say hello to my new friend!
MG's movie review.
I'm super excited for this. So I said to MG, what'd you do over the break? I watched a movie. One of your all-time favourites, but this is a remake. Please explain.
Okay, Mickey, I speak a lot about the movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, my God, you love it. It comes up in conversation every day.
Yeah,
who was in the original?
Patrick Swayze, Kelly Lynch, Sam Elliott played Wade Garrett, Jeff Healey played played Cody, who was playing music behind a big barbed wire fence. This is how the trailer went in 1989 to Roadhouse.
For that line of work, I thought you'd be bigger.
Gee, I've never heard that before.
Roadhouse.
Well, obviously, I'm a big UFC fan. I am like most who wanted to see what the new original Roadhouse was like and compare it to the old one, which was the new one's got Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor.
So you were excited for this, weren't you? You thought, they're going to remake my favourite film and here we go. You ready?
Conor got $50 million for it, the most ever for a rookie actor, and he should give it all back because he was hopeless in it.
Whoa.
Look, this is how much production changes in 26 years, because listen to the trailer for the 2024 version of Roadhouse.
Let me guess. You know, threaten me. Tell me to get out of town. I get the impression that you can't be threatened.
And what's Jake Gyllenhaal playing?
He plays a
dwarf who's thrown out, or what's he doing?
He plays an ex-UFC fighter who actually killed a man in the octagon. He plays the man who played Patrick Swayze. Why is he played in the first one? He plays Dalton. Look, both unassuming characters in both movies, but Dalton was a lot more. Dalton was basically the bags. He was armed with a black belt and a degree in philosophy? Yeah, that's right.
Would you like to buy a vowel, please?
I just had a mini stroke.
A stroke on air. Can we get a medic to the studio, please?
What? I was.
Someone's had a meltdown during a review of Roadhouse. You never saw Leonard Maltin do that.
MG's very upset.
I'm very emotional when it comes to Roadhouse. I'm very emotional.
You're emotional when it comes to... Now, Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't see him as a heavyweight, as a John Van Damme type.
No.
I mean, and then the guy dated Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
Why is he playing someone working on the front door of a roadhouse in the middle of nowhere?
I think they got it right with him because Patrick Swayze was kind of similar in the original Roadhouse. He was a little short ass, and they kept saying, I thought you'd be bigger. Jake Gyllenhaal kind of unassuming, but it was the character that Conor McGregor played that was kind of the one that you didn't really believe. He played a psychotic enforcer called Knox, and he kind of walked around the whole time when his parts were on with his traps up and flexing, and it just was unnatural. Good on him for getting $50 million because, he's so hot right now, it's not funny. But as far as the movie goes, I give the original a solid 8.5 out of 10. I give the second incarnation a 6.
A 6? That's pretty good. Still not bad.
Yeah, 6.
Mate, you've kicked the movie in the balls and then given it a 6. Like, it's not, you know how your movie review works, mate.
He's too nice for this.
It's a no stars, mate. No stars. You give it a 6.
Okay,
I got
3.
$50 million. Jesus, you're easily influenced too. All right, Roadhouse currently on a 3. By the end of the show, could be down to a 1. We'll check in later. And we're still airing out the studio after MG's first movie review of Roadhouse, which went off the rails early, never really recovered. But we get the idea he doesn't like as much as the original. I get the idea that you watched that at home, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You did it. You don't get out much these days. No. I asked you what you did and you said pretty much camped at home for the duration. Here's how it all went down for MG.
MG went practically nowhere, man. Didn't go anywhere. Never left the house at all, man. He spent 2 weeks in his chair. He only went from the living room to the dining room, the kitchen table to the lounge room. The laundry wants to get a broom. The boudoir for some rent, rent, rent. He went precisely nowhere.
Well, hey, when you say it like that, sounds
very
like
accurate.
It was
very
non-stop accurate. Action. It was a slice of life from you. You did, though, go somewhere when we left you, wasn't it? And it was a proud dad off to see his son play his first game of football for the Penrith Panthers. It was a great day. Here's how it kind of went down.
Maverick Byers on the ground.
There he is. Good first run.
Maverick, looking around, you've got so many people here.
Yeah, I love them all, and it made me just play so proud.
How many do we officially have here tonight?
How many?
Wow.
High excitement. How was it, mate? Was it great?
It was awesome, Mickey. Yeah, it was everything that we thought it would be. All the things you think about that could go maybe a little bit skew if before the game didn't go that way, and they beat the Roosters, so it was a good night for everybody, especially his family and friends, mate. Yes.
And the family and friends, of course, all aboarded 2 buses, 90 people, and made the trip from Penrith to the ground on the party buses. Here's how it went down.
We're here to Maverick. The Gaia bus is coming and every guy is jumping from Penrith to Allianz, all doing the mad dance. We're off to his debut game. It's going to be insane. The wait it will have been worth all wearing our Go Mad shirts. The Gaia bus is coming.
Yes. Did not disappoint.
What the is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the
WTF?
The mascot of an English football side has been axed after being hit with multiple complaints over his behaviour towards female fans. What the f***?
Holy.
Bit handsy. It's a cat. It's a giant cat. It's been touching up the ladies at the game. So as well as supporting the team, it's been a bit of unwanted attention towards the female fans. And you don't want that from your own mascot, do
no.
you?
No.
I remember the Paddle Pop line was handsy.
Yeah. Oh, was he?
He was always, he had a few. Hector the cat. Remember Hector the cat? Yeah. Well, I've a bear had no pants on.
That's
I mean, I would have thought that was a telltale sign. Norm the kangaroo, remember from Shirl's Neighbourhood?
Oh, he was good.
You know, I played Norm from Shirl's Neighbourhood in the Molly Meldrum movie, in the miniseries.
Oh, wow.
Did you?
There's another one.
Yes, I did. And here's a bit of advice. Never get into that suit.
Oof. Oh, whiffy.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez. Do not get downwind of the Norm the Kangaroo suit. That's all I'm saying. MG, what do you got?
This is everyone can try this at home, and here's try it in the studio. You cannot breathe through your nose with your tongue out.
What the f***?
I just did. I just did.
You totally can.
That is the worst. You've had 2 weeks. 2 weeks to come up with a what the F.
I thought this was the best one ever.
Did you try it before bringing it to the table?
Of course I did. I can't do it.
Okay. Is someone getting a picture of this?
I think so.
It's like the worst hucker I've ever seen. Mate, you can do it. I'm doing it.
You're not doing it properly.
I don't know what more you want.
It's actually easy.
It's really easy.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I've got to put it to you, it's easier to breathe through your nose when your tongue is out. Jeez Louise.
I'm going home.
Kat, what have you got?
The first man to receive a genetically modified kidney transplant from a pig has been discharged from hospital and is recovering well.
What the f***? How's the pig going?
Has seen better days, so to speak.
Has he allowed, can he eat pig? Or is that like kind of cannibalism now?
Yeah, it probably is actually, because it would have to process through the pig's kidney. That seems cruel.
A pig through the pig's kidney? That's going to blow up. That is. Mate, I would rather not live than not be able to eat suckling pig. There it is.
Oh, really?
MG's still doing his tongue breathing. Mate, it's not working, MG.
But MG might have a broken nose from playing footy, so he might be right.
That's a fact. It's a fact.
We've all done it.
My God. This show is on fire. All right, yeah, Tash, what about you? What have you got?
A Mexican television outlet has accidentally aired a man's testicles during solar eclipse coverage.
What the f***?
That
was bound to happen. All right, you get the idea, everyone. 133353. We're back in business. $1,000 to give away. Get on it. All right, Andrew, blow my mind. $1,000 to give away this week. What you got?
Mickey, I got a double bunger for you.
Okay.
You know that back in the old days in England, when they used to bury people, they were running out of land and places to bury them. So what they do, they started digging up the graves and put the bones into like a bone house, I guess they called it. And but in doing that, they discovered that about 1 in 25 had scratch marks in the grave. So they realized that they were inadvertently burying people that were not quite dead yet. So what they started to do was put a wire around their wrist and put it up through the dirt and hang a bell off it just above. So and then people were employed to listen for the bells. And those people were known to be on the graveyard shift. That's where that came from.
Oh, wow.
And secondly, the bell going off was referred to, people were saying you were saved by the bell. So that's where that came from.
What? If that's right, there's cash coming your way. It is.
Stop the money.
Hang on, mate. My fact checkers are having an argument out the front there. They're saying differing reports. Some saying it's true, some saying it's not true. I'll get back to you. Andrew, I'm going to get you did. What, so why they'd get rid of some bodies to put new bodies in? Do they ever think of top and tailing? What about top and tailing? That would have been good. Well, here's one. Why don't they bury people? What about burying people standing up? I've always thought this is the answer. Yeah. So then you've got a footprint the size of a shoebox, or like a little. They do it with racehorses. Racehorses, they bury standing up and all facing the same way. Yes, Mickey, $500 to you.
Well done.
Thank you.
What the f***?
Andrew, we'll get back to you. Peter's on the line. Peter, what have you got?
Good morning, guys. Welcome back. In the United States, a woman sat on her toilet bowl for 2 years, so much so that her skin started to grow over the toilet bowl. She had to be surgically removed. Her partner used to lay in the bathtubs and have conversations with her and bring her food.
Well, he wasn't helping, really, was he?
That's a bad curry, 2 years.
Right, 2 years. I tell you how to fix that. Get her some reading material. I'm getting thumbs up.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Oh, 2 hours. What's going on there?
Siri's trying to get involved.
There it is, 2 years on the toot. I know tradies who can do that when they're trying to get a bit of sleep during the day shift. I'm telling you right now. Thanks, Peter. Marina's on the line. Marina, what have you got?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
The owner of a Kansas bakery is asking their customers to eat their cookies carefully as she's lost a diamond, a $4,000 diamond, from her ring in the dough.
I might go buy a couple of those cookies myself.
Give me a cookie, monster.
It's a blood cookie, like a blood diamond. But
very good.
It's a blood cookie. I'll do it. You know what? I'm getting that fact checked. It's right. But we're going back to Andrew. He's got $200 today for his advice. Well done, Andrew.
Thank you.
After all that,
take it back.
Okay, 100.
Yeah.
What?
How's that, Andrew?
Deflation. Come on.
150.
200.
Come on, Mickey.
Well, he said 5. Oh my God.
$50. There it is. And now, joining us live from our Melbourne studio, carving it up at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Friend of the show, Merrick Watts. How are you, man?
Great to be here, boys. Thanks very much for having me in.
Great to have you on deck. Now, how are you enjoying Melbourne? I believe you're originally a Melbourne boy. Am I right?
I grew up in Melbourne. I've lived in Sydney for more than half my life. But I grew up there, and it's been a really interesting time because I've been staying at my mum's place, which is just the hallmark of a winner.
You've moved back in with your mum.
This is what's happened, Mick. I'm trying to fight this. I'm 50 years of age, and I've gone back to where I grew up in my township of town of Elphin.
Lord.
Yeah, exactly. I see these people I went to school with, and they've seen me around a bit, and they go, "Oh, I see you've moved back in with your mum." And I'm like, "No, I haven't moved. I've not moved back in with my mum."
I told you this would happen.
It's a visit, but you've been here for like ages. I've seen you heaps. Yeah, no, it's just an extended stay because I'm doing the comedy festival because I'm winning at life. I'm doing a really good show, and I'm winning at life. And they're going, "No, but you've moved back in with your mum. I saw you driving her Mazda 3 down the street." They go, no, I just borrowed the Mazda 3. That's not my car. I haven't appropriated. I'm not there for that.
I knew this was going to happen, they're saying to each other. I knew he'd be back.
Now,
tell us a bit about, for our Sydney audience, Eltham was here in Melbourne. It's an historic area. It's a bit of a hippie kind of alternative
Mingham.
Outpost.
It's kind of like, I don't know, I described it a little bit like maybe like a Cherry Brook or Dural kind of vibe. Yeah, out in the sticks. But with heaps more drugs and and bikers and an arts community.
Is the Barrel still there? Because there used to be a venue called the Barrel, the Eltham Barrel, which was like one of the great wonders of the world.
It was famous because it was a huge icon. It was basically like a wine barrel, right, on its side, but it was massive. When I say massive, it was like half the size of a sports stadium. And people, they built it just thinking, people want a barrel. People don't have enough enough barrels in their life. In South Australia, they've got plenty, unfortunately. But the rest of the country's like, we need larger barrels. So they built this barrel, and it was a restaurant. And my best mate at school, his parents owned it. And
was,
it was the best. We used to just go there, and it was just schnitzels every single weekend because it was German-themed, English-owned. It made no sense.
You're going to the barrel for a schnitty.
Yeah.
Only in Eltham.
Oh, it was
Could
the best.
Could that be a day out?
It was the best thing to
and
do.
And what happened to the barrel?
It burnt down. And look...
in suspicious circumstances.
A lot of people have pointed their finger at me. Oh, yes, I was there. I was there. Yes, I was playing with fire. Yes, I was involved in it. Did I do it? No. Categorically, no, I didn't do it.
A rural area, did you ever horse ride or anything out in those?
No, I don't trust horses.
Well, I beg your pardon.
No, they're bastards of animals. We've seen what's happened.
It's a noble beast.
No, no, they're a terrible animal. We've seen what's happened at Warwick Farm. They try to board trains. Cannot be trusted. Don't even have a ticket. They don't know what they're doing. Where's your
tried to surf it. It was going to be on top at one stage.
Disgraceful animals they are. Cannot trust them. I nearly got killed by a horse. First time I ever rode a horse is interesting. When I was a kid, I was about probably 6 or 7, and our friend Nicole, she had a horse called Sherbet, who was a bastard, and she said, do you want to have a ride with the horse? It was just at a footy over, like at a park, and I said, yeah, I want to ride a horse, and she said, have you ever ridden a horse, Merrick? And I said, yeah, I've ridden heaps of horses, and she said, really? And I said, yeah, I've ridden heaps. I'm practically Clint Eastwood. Let's get on it. And I got on the horse, and I went for a bit of a ride, and as I was riding around the park, I was like, this is boring. You know what you need to do? You need to do it, treat it like a BMX and make it jump. So I said to the horse, we're going to jump the fence at the footy field.
Okay.
We're going to jump the fence. You ready, Sherbet? Sherbet like intimated to me very strongly that it was capable of show jumping, right? But you can't trust those bastard eyes that they have. Those eyes are like kooky. Like you can't read the eyes of a horse. It's like they're big and wide, and it's yes means no with their eyes. You can't tell anyway. So I said, "You ready to go, Sherbet?" Gave it a kick, and then ran straight towards the fence and went, "This is going historically well, historically well." And then I got to the fence, and just as we approached the fence, and I was like ready to leap, and I said, "Into the air, Sherbet!" And Sherbet just went denied. Stopped at the fence. I flew over the top of Sherbet, landed on the fence of my arm and snapped my arm in half.
Ah, great. Oh. That's a signature move for a horse. I'm going to jump it. I'm not.
Oh, I was going to do it. And then you know what happened? I saw Blazing Saddle. So now I'm not going to be cooperative and broke my arm.
It's like a jumping version of Chautauqua. This guy's not happening today. I am not doing it.
Access denied.
Stick to the Shetlands. That's my advice for you.
Clydesdale maybe, but... I'll take a Clydesdale.
A Palomino or a pie ball. I don't mind a pie ball.
Yeah.
You don't see many of them.
I don't know what that is.
It's a strangely marked horse. It's white with black circles on it. What am I, the horse whisperer? We've been joined live from our Melbourne studio. He's killing him down there at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. It's Merrick Watts. How are you, Merrick?
Great to be here, boys.
You're loving it. Yeah. How are you treading the boards? It's your natural habitat. You're enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I've had a great time. I've done a few weeks of the Comedy Festival. It's always good. I'm doing An Idiot's Guide to Wine. And what I do in that show, of course, is I serve 6 wines. So it doesn't really matter too much about the comedy. You know, they've got 6 wines. I don't get bad reviews. Everyone leaves and go, that was a really, 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 really good show. And then basically I just get, I'm cougar bait now. That's the other thing too. I just get touched.
You what bait?
Oh, I get scratched to pieces by the cougars. They love me now.
Cougar bait.
Mate, you know what? When I started my career in comedy, and that was 30 years ago, when I started and I was probably about 25, there was a great thing where a mum and a daughter would come up to me and the mum would say to me, look, this is a bit embarrassing, excuse me, but my daughter would really like to have a photo with you, do you mind? And I go, no, of course not, you know, and the daughter would give me a bit of a cuddle and it was always nice. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool because that was my, you know, my peer. And now what happens is the daughters come up with their mum and they go, do you mind? My mum wants to feel you from behind and scratch your back when nobody's watching. It's weird. It's the mums are tearing me apart. I swear to God, I come home with marks on me.
You've enjoyed the wine show. I went to Adelaide for the Gather Round.
Yeah,
of course,
great.
Which is the big AFL.
Yep.
And I went on a road trip through the Barossa.
Yep.
And boy, was that a load of fun until I came home with COVID.
I heard you had COVID.
I spent the second week of our 2 weeks off at home on my own suffering from COVID. And I've got to thank the City of Adelaide because first time I went there, they made me appear in their Supreme Court. Second time, they mentioned my name on the floor of Parliament. This time they've sent me home with COVID. That state.
Yeah, it's got
really,
it in for you.
Hates me.
It's almost as though you keep bagging it out and then they find ways to upset you.
We'll get him. We will get him. Did you hear MG? MG watched a movie and he reviewed it on the show today. Did you hear his review?
What was the movie, MG?
It was Roadhouse, the new Roadhouse.
The remake, is it good?
The remake. The old one's one of my favourite movies of all time with Patrick Swayze, but the new one didn't quite capture the imagination.
But I don't understand how Patrick Swayze worked in the first. So this is a guy who works on the door of a roadhouse. He's a hardcore...
Double douche.
But it's the guy from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, but how
do you marry those two films together?
At one stage he was a ghost. He was playing with clay with Whoopi Goldberg. I went back and I had a look at the original Roadhouse, right? About 6 months ago, and I watched it. And a couple of things stood out to me. Number one, if you made Roadhouse in Australia, just be a guy saying, "I'm sorry, you've had enough dim sims and Chico rolls. You cannot have any more. Get your petrol and go." That's what Roadhouse is in Australia, right? Our idea as a Roadhouse is something where you take your life into your own hands just by eating from the Bain Marie, right? You don't have to have a fight. You just eat something from the Bain Marie that's been there for too long. The only thing, too, is Patrick Swayze, the fight scenes in it, MG, in the original, they're absolute garbage.
The movie's so bad, it's good. I reckon.
I'll tell you what I will do, and this comes from COVID, where you're not allowed to leave the house.
Yep.
I embarked on my own Liam Neeson film festival.
Oh.
So I just sat there and watched every Liam Neeson film I could over the course of 3 days. They're all the same, by the way. They're exactly the same. But you still bite.
Yeah, every single one of them.
Oh, you need to get them back now.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare they do that?
I can't believe they did that. Taken again.
You better get him. You better spend the entire movie getting him.
Somebody's upset the old man. Revenge, revenge, revenge. It's the best. They're all the same. They don't need, you know what? They should stop actually giving titles to his films. Just give it numbers.
Just call it numbers.
Liam Neeson, number 9. Done. I'll watch that. I'll watch the number 9. Sounds good.
Have you got, did you hear MG had a bit of a meltdown on the show earlier today? Was it during the review?
It was.
Have a listen. This is Leonard Maltin. Never got tongue-tied like this.
Armed with a black belt and a... Dalton was basically the bag is... He was armed with a black belt and a degree in physiology. Was it? Philosophy, yeah.
All right. Do you want to do a review of his movie?
I can do a review of it. MG came to my show and he did Sky the Wine and then decided to do a review of a film.
He'd had a couple. Well done, mate. Thanks for joining us. Can't wait to have you back in Sydney. Always a pleasure.
Mick and MG in the morning. Brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.